اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi. And Assalamu alaikum to the dear listeners of this program. I'm very happy to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to listen to a recitation recited by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. And at the end, we're going to talk about the music of the Noble Quran. Please stay tuned.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Now the first part and recitation of the Noble Quran. Today, we are going to listen to the recitation of verses 36 to 39 of Surah Hud, recited by Brother Muhammad Javad Hosseini. Let's enjoy it.
تسخرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 36 to 39 of Surah Hud, recited by Brother Muhammad Javad Hosseini. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's analyze this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, this was a very good recitation by Brother Muhammad Javad Hosseini, Sayyid Muhammad Javad Hosseini. And let's begin with talking about the maqamat, because you know that the topic of maqamat is a very interesting and attractive topic to discuss, even though, you know, not everyone is going to understand it, but still knowing it and listening to such discussions is really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, this entire recitation by this reciter was in maqam ar-rasd. Okay? Mm-hmm. But rasd has different branches. We have the main rasd, maqam rasd, which he used until verse 39. Okay, this was just rasd.
وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنُ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ.
This is maqam rasd. This is just normal rasd. Then in verse 39, he used two branches of maqam rasd. Suznak, which comes from the Persian word suznak, which means something that's
sorrowful.
Sorrowful, and it's very, you get moved by it. It has a lot of emotion, you know. Suznak, it's really sad. And okay, whenever they say it, like someone's voice is suznak, it means it has a lot of sorrow in it.
Yeah.
This is a combination of maqam rasd and hijaz. And the hijaz was on the word adab.
May ya'tihi adabun.
See, this is hijaz.
Adabun yukhzihi.
Back to rust, and then it goes back to rust. And then he used another branch of maqam rasd at the end of this verse, which is Nehruz.
عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ.
This is
beautiful.
This is bayati and rasd. So as you can see, different, if you combine different maqams, you get a new name. The maqam changes. We have different family members of one maqam, depending on what it combines with. Okay, so we had rasd, suznak, nehruz.
Now let's talk about tajweed, brother.
Yeah, exactly. The tajweed is extremely important, and we should not be neglectful of it.
وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ.
These are all has. And you have to make sure that it's pronounced deep in the throat, from the pharynx, wasat al halq, where the Adam's apple is, ha. It's pronounced with buh, where the pharynx wall is narrowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And when the air passes through it, we have the distinctive sound of ha.
And it's voiceless.
Yeah, it's voiceless. If it's voiced, it would be ayn, like in the word
yaf'alun.
The ayn is, it has the exact same place of articulation as ha, but it's voiced.
Mm-hmm.
The vocal cords are together, or the vocal folds. You could say both of them, because some say that they're actually folds. They're not cords, anyway.
And we know that both sounds do not exist in English.
Exactly, that's right. But it might exist in certain languages, such as Hebrew, because Hebrew is a family, it's a Semitic language.
Of Arabic.
And so is Arabic. They're both Semitic languages, and there are certain shared sounds in places of articulation. Yeah, probably kha, the ha, the ayn. I'm not sure which ones, but there are certain shared sounds between these two languages.
وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لا يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون. واصنع, we have the صاد. You know that learning the consonants and their places of articulations is probably the most important thing in tajweed.
Yes.
Because that's what really stands out whenever you, if you are not pronouncing the consonants from the right places of articulation, a person can easily tell odd. That you are not, for example, reading an Arabic text mm-hmm. or you're not reciting the Quran with an Arabic accent. So pay attention. Saad has a tafkhim. Wasnaid. We have to make sure that the root of the tongue is raised while pronouncing.
It has the same place of articulation as
seen, except the tafkhim, the heaviness and the thickness.
Okay, thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Stay with us. Dear audience, welcome back to the program Let's Recite the Quran. At this time, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music of the Holy Quran. Brother Muhammad, at your service.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 52, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Allah says that to Prophet Muhammad, Allah says, we revealed a spirit from us to you. And the Quran is this spirit that attracts people to it and influences the hearts. Okay? And if you remember, we said that the Holy Quran has an exterior music and an interior music. The internal music of the Holy Quran is the one that the spirit feels, okay, when listening to the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Even those who are not aware of the external music, okay, for example, the sound of certain letters, they give a certain kind of feeling. For example, qaf, such as in Surah Al-Qari'ah, Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. It gives a sense of fear, you know, in the listener because of the characteristic of the letter qaf.
Or we can talk about the surah Nas, that is,
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ
مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ.
It's like someone is whispering.
Yeah, it looks like whispering, actually.
This is also
the sound scene.
Yes, this is the music of the Quran. And we have many other parts of the Quran that have this. You know,
but the sound itself conveys the meaning for even those who do not know Arabic.
That's right. And just like you said, those who don't know Arabic also become they're also moved
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Quran, the recitation of the Holy Quran. For example, Sheikh Abdul Basit, he recited the Quran in Los Angeles. And people there, they don't understand the language of the Quran, obviously. And six people converted to Islam from Los Angeles just by listening to the recitation of Sheikh Abdul Basit. And of course, it's not just, you know, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, just like normally, right? Mm-hmm. To recite without maqamat. That's not enough. In order to make your recitation more effective, you have to use a good voice to recite the Quran.
This is what the Prophet said.
Just like what Prophet Muhammad said, that this increases the beauty of the Quran. And Sheikh Abdul Basit had a very beautiful voice. And his voice, and also more importantly, the Quran, the recitation of the Quran made six people convert to Islam.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق